all about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another Your Harrogate Podcast. My name is Pete Edgerton and you can catch me on Your Harrogate Radio every single weekday between 10 and 2. Have you been to our competition page yet? Have you been there recently? Where it says win at yourharrogate.co.uk. So many amazing prizes, including being all set for Mother's Day. Also, a sweet treat to celebrate our third birthday as a radio station. And how about the Easter Bunny flying into your child's school? All the information, plus our half price, half term continues for the next couple of days. That is, if you're listening when this podcast is released on Friday the 16th of February, it's all online, yourharrogate.co.uk. Now, coming up, we're going to be hooking up with Nick Hancock, who's chatting about a big charity event taking place later this year. But first of all, as we like to do at the end of the week, chat to somebody from Harrogate Town Football Club, and here comes Jack Muldoon. And inevitably, in a week where Town suffered one of their heaviest defeats ever at Mansfield, 9-2 was the scoreline, my first question was simply, how are you feeling?
Yeah, obviously, plays on your mind a little bit, what's going on, but the best thing to do is draw a line under it and put it to one side, because, you know, we've got 15 games left to play and you can't just start looking at that game now. We need to put it to bed, really, and move on quickly.
I know it's no consolation, really, when you're involved in a scoreline like that, but Nigel Clough has praised you all, and the Mansfield fans have been saying what a credit you are to the club, the fact that the players kept going, the fans stayed behind to applaud you too, which I know the gaffer has thanked them. When you're involved in a match like that, what drives you on?
I think pride, almost, because you come in going 5-0 and you think, right, lads, that was an absolute car crash, but at the same time, if you look at the goals that they scored, some of them were brilliant finishes. We've just played a red-hot Mansfield team on the day that played to the, like, on the pitch. The obviously, because the pitch wasn't great, and they've played under the conditions perfectly well and just hit us for absolute six, didn't they? So yeah, coming in at half-time, what we were getting from the gaffer was, listen, just play for pride. He said, I want you to go out there and still play the way we've been playing. There's no point ripping everything off and starting again. But what you can do is try and go into second half with your headspaces 0-0. Obviously, it ended up being 4-2 in that sense. But it was just about keep going and play for the club and play for the badge, because end of the day, it's your career and yourself. Like you say, no one wants to be a part of that type of scoreline. But, I mean, it is what it is. The points stay at 3 points. It doesn't go to 9 points. Thank God.
Yeah, that'd be a bit harsh, wouldn't it? If the points matched up the scoreline. Being part of the squad for such a good time now, what does it mean to you, the fact that those fans who were there at Field Mill on Tuesday night, they stayed behind and they still applauded you?
Oh yeah, they're brilliant. Obviously, this is my sixth season now and they've always stood by me personally. They obviously tell you if you're not playing well and probably tell you if you are playing well, so credit to them for saying it. But they also know how we have been playing this season. And so I just think they appreciate how we've been playing recently. Because after 30 games, we're seventh in the league, or joint seventh, or whatever it is. And that's credit to us. So, I'm hoping it's a blip, but obviously we've got Crewe Saturday away, so that's going to be a big ask as well. But more so going out there and not changing what's got us here.
Is that almost a perfect game? To go up against somebody who is flying high, is going to be another massive test. And they're full of confidence, having beaten Stockport 3-1 on Tuesday night. The fact that you know you can't hide, you've got to try and put things right, and you're against a good opponent. So does that help in any way to bring the best out of you?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, we're not going to take the foot off the gas by no means. And going into Saturday, I think everyone's going to have the sleeve rolled up and we're going to try our best, obviously, to not get hit like that again and have that sort of start to a game. So hopefully we can move on from it and learn a little bit from that. Like you say, we did play the best form of Mansfield and they played the worst form of Harrogate Town. So obviously the last 3 months, we've probably been top two, top three teams in the league. So Saturday, we're all the boys are looking forward to it.
The informed team in the league when we looked at the form table the other day before the Mansfield game. So, I mean, that's, like you say, testament to you all. Has it surprised you personally, that, you know, how good it's gone? Or were you always full of confidence at the start of the season thinking, actually, you know what, we can do good things here?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, you come into training every day, you work with these players and you see what they're about. You get a lot of players that are good at training, like which means nothing come to a game. But a lot of these lads can perform in training and perform on a game day. So when you see that, it instills a lot of confidence in the boys moving forward. So yeah, obviously I see a lot of the lads in training, what they do, and I'm thinking they're more than capable enough, and we're more than capable enough in League 2 to be above the sort of mid-table block where we pretty much have been the last 5 years. Well, 4 years, sorry. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
Big thanks to Jack Muldoon for chatting to me for this Your Harrogate podcast. And here's keeping everything crossed for Town. Come on, Town. At Crewe this weekend. Now we move on to Nick Hancock.
It's Your Harrogate, and we've got something exciting to tell you about. We are delighted to be sponsoring this year's Tour de Aki charity bike ride event that takes place in July around this area. And Pierre, the organiser, is with us here in the Your Harrogate bunker.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
It's great to see you. So, first of all, for anybody who hasn't heard of this event before, tell us all about it.
So Tour de Aki is a charity bike ride. It was, I'm the inventor of it, shall we say, on the back of my best friend, Mick Atkinson, unfortunately, killed himself in 2018. Aki was a North Yorkshire police dog handler, massive personality, you know, a guy that I never thought would do what he did. I just wanted to remember him and honour him, basically. So we, every year, we cycle 106.6 miles. His police caller number was 1066. 1,066 miles is too far for me. So I put that little decimal point in, 106.6 miles. We go to locations that have meaning towards him. This year, Ellen Road, he's a massive Leeds fan. So we're passing Ellen Road, Headingley Stadium for Leeds Rhinos, passing his school, family home, and then police stations where he worked at. The routes from Woodlesford in Leeds, thankfully, and I'm really honoured to kind of be linked with Your Harrogate. We're coming into Harrogate, coming to Your Harrogate Studios, which is great. And then out to York for the police station there, and then back through to Woodlesford. So yeah, 106.6 miles in total.
And it's funny explaining the whole thing from the start, because we've covered this for years, since the Stray FM days, and it's always been so well supported. You've won one of our local hero awards a couple of years ago, did smash the trophy. But
yeah, we won't talk about that one.
I actually don't think it was you.
No, it was my wife. So, it was.
we'll move on from that. it is very well known, and obviously there's lots of people around, I know around the area who are very supportive of the police and everything that the police do. But this has got something about it where everybody, every year when we do interviews and chats with people who take part on the radio, and it's been the same way for 5 years, there's something in the spirit and the camaraderie, and I think it's because it's one of the few times in the year when we really, really think deeply about men's mental health.
The ride it remembers my mate, and obviously the basis of it is about talking. And you know, you sit on a bike for 8 hours. I challenge anybody to not talk to somebody in that ride. We have a slogan of it's okay not to be okay, but the ride's only successful because of the gratitude that people have given me. Not that gratitude is the wrong word, isn't it? The support that they've given me. As I said, Your Harrogate have been absolutely fantastic for me. So I'm really proud to have your name on my shirt this year. We've been going for 6 years. The local businesses that give their time up, donate things, whether it just be a bottle of water, whether it be bacon sandwiches from Leithley Farm Shop and stuff like that. It's absolutely fantastic. It's all that stuff that comes together that makes the day so special, you know, and everybody helping everybody. You know, the riders that take part, I've got a real wide range of cyclists. I've got guys that do 106 miles for fun and, you know, they do that. But I've got guys that 106 miles is a really long distance, and, you know, you see people coming together. you know, 20 miles in, somebody might be struggling, you know, might get a bit of cramp or something like that, and you see everybody kind of coming around them and getting to the next stop and then refueling them, you know, and that's what it's about, is getting everybody across that line and helping everybody. And that comes in from, you know, as I said, the local businesses, all the support that get given, the sponsorships, everything makes the event what it is, and I'm very proud to be part of it.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
Well, it's the 13th of July, which is obviously a way off, but if you're hearing this morning and you fancy having a go, we've got all the details on our website at yourharrogate.co.uk, how to get in touch with Pierre and sign up for this event. Or maybe you would like to support it in one way or another as well. yourharrogate.co.uk does raise a lot of money for charity.
Yeah, which
it?
Is amazing. Yeah, we're cycling again this year. Mind, Yorkshire Air Ambulance and Andy Man's Club are our three chosen charities. I'm very proud today, this is the sixth year that we're doing it, but today we've raised over £76,000, which is incredible. And I know, speaking to the charity organisers and that, how important that money is to them. So I'd love to be able to raise a bit more for them this year.
And you are a very, very modest person. And so you will not be the kind of person to bang on about this, but as all the, I think not only the effort that goes into creating and organising something like this, but also I guess the emotional side of it as well, because it is obviously so, so emotional for you to talk to people like me about it. You've had some super recognition in the last few months, haven't you?
Yes,
and
I have, yeah.
We covered this story at the time, but you might not have seen this, or maybe you did, but you had a big surprise on the One Show.
I did, yes. It was incredible.
A bit like a kind of local heroes thing where obviously people that have made a difference in their community were surprised, and you had no idea.
No, I was completely baffled.
When people say, oh, I had no idea. No. You always think, but did you?
No. So you 100%. My wife organised it all, spoke to the relevant people. I thought I was going down to watch a podcast.
In London,
with Garant Thomas, who, you know, obviously Tour de France winner, world champion cyclist. I was a bit against it, to be fair, because it was, you know, it was a school day, you know, childcare, all that side of things.
Yeah.
My kids got involved and they persuaded me, and I was like, yeah, that's great. Went along thinking,
I bet that slightly stuffed up the plans when you were like, I don't think we should.
No, my wife.
I don't want to miss Emmerdale.
Yeah, my wife said she'd won some raffle or something.
They got you to this theatre.
I was sat just watching it. It was really entertaining, actually. Yeah, he's a great speaker, he's Garant, and it was quite entertaining, you know, of what he was saying about cycling. And then he started talking about this guy in Leeds who organises this bike ride on the back of it. And I was, you know, I was sat there going, well, I'm from Harrogate, you know, and all this, but obviously the event is in Leeds because of Aki. But there was 1,000-odd people in the crowd. You know, I wasn't thinking,
you thought it was somebody
I wasn't
else.
Thinking, oh, that's me and all that sort of stuff. And then he said, oh, I think he's here today. And he says, oh, Pierre, do you want to come down? And I was absolutely, the BBC have done an absolute fantastic job of editing it. That's all I'll say, because I was a bumbling idiot on the stage, is my honest opinion. And I think they made me look pretty decent. It's a very difficult subject for me to talk about. Yeah. Even 6 years on, you know, I love the guy like my brother. But it was very difficult, and being put on the spot at that time. Mm. Yeah, it was amazing. I'm very grateful. It's a lovely memory of mine to have. I got Garant Thomas to sign a Tour de Aki shirt, which I've got framed in my garage now. It was brilliant. Absolutely superb.
I know everybody back here, you know, when they heard about it, when they saw it, everybody was just absolutely buzzing for you, because it's so, so well deserved. And I know you wouldn't say that, but...
Can I just say, more than... It was amazing. I'm very grateful for it, but... What meant more to me is that since that being aired, I've had people from Western Supermare contact me, from Cambridge contacting me, saying really like to get involved in this event. That means more to me, because that means the word's getting out, if that makes sense. We ride for mental health. We ride to encourage people to talk. And then if I'm getting people from hundreds of miles away saying I want to take part in this ride, that's incredible. That's incredible, and I'm so grateful for the exposure that you gave me, and the exposure that the One Show's given me. And if it can help somebody or help somebody talk about what's going on, that's my job done. I'm happy with that.
So we've got full details at yourharrogate.co.uk. You're going to be hearing lots more over the coming months, but if that has just inspired you to get signed up today, then go and have a look at yourharrogate.co.uk. Pierre, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Nick. Your Harrogate.